Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to YogiTones.com on our Yogi Tones podcast, my bad, on Anchor. And this little podcast app is freaking rad, man. It's gives you the opportunity to produce a podcast right off the bat as you're driving along here. And I just had a thought in my head about teaching yoga, and I'm going to just share it with you guys. So if you haven't done so already, go to YogiTones.com/resources because we got a lot of cool stuff in there. Check out for you to get with free stuff for yoga teaching, resources, YogiTones.com/resources. Pretty cool. Check it out. Wanted to talk about saying yes and how beneficial it can be for our yoga teaching endeavors. I mean, I, for instance, there was a situation that came up for me that I got to teach a chair yoga class. This was like, you know, right when I started teaching yoga and I was power vinyasa, right? I came out, I got trained. I was like, that's what I do. That's what I know. And the gym that I worked at was like, hey, we got seniors here that need to, they're doing chair yoga. Can you do chair yoga? And instead of what I would typically have done in the past, like, nope, I'm not prepared for that. I don't know anything about chair yoga. I've never taught a chair yoga class. I was just like, yeah, I'll do it. And after I said yes, I was like, oh shit, right? Like, I gotta go and prepare and learn how to teach chair yoga. But that little situation, by saying yes, and I went and taught the class, it was freaking rad. The elder population is always just so grateful that the fact that someone is there to give them a class. That's one of the things that I noticed, which was really awesome as far as getting back from the student, right? Not to say that other students aren't like that, but this population particularly is very grateful and just happy that you're there with them, right? And present and giving them a chance to move in their bodies, which was really beautiful to me. So I said yes to that. And then fast forward a year or so, I am wide open as far as offering that as a service. Like, if you go to the website under Yogi Tones Services, senior yoga, man, we offer it to all types of communities now. And it's because of the fact that I said yes to something, right? Even without the so-called experience, the class went great, but I was willing to take a chance, right? And say yes on something that was uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable because I've never done it before. So there's going to be those types of things that happen in your yoga teaching careers. And you just, shit, man, you just got to say yes. And as uncomfortable as it is, do as much research as you can. Look, you know, and there's nobody that's going to be fully ready for any of that stuff ever. I mean, it's always going to take a lot of reps for you to be really feel confident and comfortable. And I still get nervous when I go in to teach classes, you know, even if I've been teaching the same class over and over again, I just know it's like, hey, the energy could shift. It could be something different, right? But the more we do it, we say yes, we go for it, and we take chances, chances that are a little freaking scary, right? Because, oh my God, I don't know, chair, I don't know. And like me right now, my situation is I'm freaked out somebody's going to ask me to teach a yin class. I'm yin certified, but I've never taught a class in yin, which I would totally say yes to. So if you're out there, you want me to go teach a yin class, reach out to me. But I love the challenge and I love the pressure. And I feel like saying yes only helps us grow. And saying yes to any challenge that comes our way and that we are capable of doing it and putting aside the self-doubt is really how we grow into, you know, awesome yoga teachers. So with that being said, say yes today. Say yes to whatever comes your way. And who knows, something even better might come from it. You know, even if it's a crazy shitty experience, right? Like, oh my God, this whole group hated me because I said yes. Well, you know what? You learn not to say yes to that situation again, right? But anyways, go to yogitones.com /resources. Check out what we've got going on in that section. It's freaking rad. There's a bunch of free stuff. Lawyers to check out, not lawyers, one lawyer in particular, Chris Scott Dixon. He's got a podcast episode with us and he lays down a lot of stuff. If you're interested or concerned about your yoga teaching business, listen to that. We've got some checklists, some new yoga teacher checklist things. It's really cool. Some marketing stuff in there for yoga teachers, all free stuff. Check it out, yogitones.com/resources. And thanks for listening. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.